This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Global warming, now a permanent feature of everyday life. That's according to the United Nations Climate Change Panel on Monday. However, steps can still be taken to prevent the worst effects. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change issued the long-awaited report saying climate change is unequivocally caused by human activities. The human activities have led to a gradual warming of the Earth by just over 1.1 degrees Celsius since the pre-industrial 19th century. The IPCC warns that in 20 years, the world will likely reach and even surpass the 1.5 degrees Celsius warming threshold. Scientists have predicted that will lead to irreversible changes such as melting glaciers, rising sea levels, and devastating floods and droughts around the world. However, the IPCC also says the world can mitigate the impacts of severe change through an immediate shift away from fossil fuels, the source of carbon emissions that have caused the so-called greenhouse gas effect. At least 51 people were killed in central Mali when Islamist militants raided three villages near the border with Niger. That's according to an Asongo district administrator on Monday. The towns of Watagouna, Karou, and Dautgetgouf were simultaneously attacked around 6 p.m. Sunday, according to a note from the Asongo district administrator to the governor of the Gao region. Houses were ransacked and burned to the ground and herds of livestock carried away, according to a note that was seen by Reuters. The provisional toll is 51 people killed and several more injured. More is on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain slapped sanctions on Belarus's potash and petroleum product exports on Monday, the goal to heap pressure on President Alexander Lukashenko by trying to reduce state revenues and target those close to him. The British sanctions are the latest sanctions imposed on the West, imposed by the West, over Lukashenko's crackdown. They prohibited the purchase of transferable securities and money market instruments issued by the Belarusian state and its state-owned banks. The package includes measures to prevent Belarusian air carriers from overflying or landing in the United Kingdom and a prohibition on the provision of technical assistance to President Lukashenko's fleet of luxury aircraft. So far, Western sanctions have done little to persuade Lukashenko to change course. Two back-to-back international meetings are being convened in Qatar this week to press Afghanistan's warring parties to resume peace negotiations and reach a deal before the Afghan conflict spirals out of control. The diplomatic effort comes amid dramatic battlefield advances by Taliban insurgents, even as the United States continues airstrikes in support of embattled Afghan government forces. It also follows last week's warning by the United Nations that the war in Afghanistan has entered a new, deadlier, and more destructive phase. A raging wildfire in the northern area of the U.S. state of California has now expanded to nearly 500,000 acres late on Sunday and has left three firefighters injured. The fire is now the second largest recorded in state history. The Dixie Fire has been active for 26 days and is 21% contained. That's according to the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. Greek authorities have begun assessing the damage from wildfires that have devastated huge swaths of forest and forced thousands to flee from their homes over the past week. The fires have burned unabated in many parts of the country. The biggest front was on the island of Evia, east of the capital, which has so far forced the evacuation of dozens of villages and thousands of people. The prime minister was due to chair a ministerial meeting on Monday on relief measures for those who lost property in the fires. More than 80,000 people have been evacuated because of heavy rains and floods in the southwestern China province of Sichuan, state media reported on Monday. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.